This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A cold front from Canada is moving into Colorado and bringing snow for the first time in weeks. National Weather Service meteorologist Russell Danielson says areas near Rocky Mountain National Park will be impacted most heavily.
Amounts above 8,000 feet for the central and northern mountains will be 10 to 24 inches.
The Palmer Divide can expect between 5 and 12 inches. Metro Denver between 3 and 9. The worst commute impact will be Wednesday morning, as overnight lows tonight will likely make roads slick, especially up and down I-25. Are current federal occupational safety laws sufficient to protect workers in Colorado? That's at the heart of a suite of bills now advancing at the State House. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Federal law requires employers to pay for safety equipment and let workers take bathroom breaks. But workers at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley say that's not being enforced on the production line.
Your supervisor looks you in the eyes and tell you no, not wait, but no.
That's UFCW Local 7 union rep Chelly Moise translating for JBS worker Bernice Garcia, who testified about not being allowed to take a bathroom break.
I explained that I really needed to go, but it didn't matter. I was in pain the rest of the day and even after I got home because I was forced to hold it for so long.
The bill would enshrine those federal protections into state law. Backers say it would increase enforcement. Opponents say it's redundant and the issue should be left to contract negotiations between the company and the union. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Visitors to Colorado state parks with out-of-state license plates will now pay more to get in. The Parks and Wildlife Commission recently approved a new $15 daily parks pass for non-resident vehicles. This is CPR News in KRCC.